It's time for Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Here's your host, Randy Martinson.
Monday afternoon, of course, means USDA's weekly crop progress report gets released. Of course, this report gives us an idea of what the previous week's weather's influence was on our crops and just where the crop development stages are sitting at. When we return from the break, we'll talk a little bit about this report.
Spring planting is here and time to make the final adjustments to your 2025 crop plans. That makes it even more important to have information on what's really going to help drive the markets and to help determine market potential. Will your MPCI coverage be enough to cover the value of the growing crop? Maybe this is the year to consider hail insurance. Martinson Ag writes hail insurance with five different companies and can find the policy that fits your operation the best. Call Martinson Ag at 701-205-4200, the risk management specialist. Martinson Ag is an equal opportunity provider.
Well, Monday afternoon's crop progress report continues to show planting progress. At least we're moving pretty good as far as planting is considered, at least for one more week. Looks like this next week will likely show a little bit of a slowdown, but as of May 18th, 78% of the nation's corn was planted. That's versus 73 for the five-year average. We planted 16% last week. As far as soybeans, planting sits at 66%. Also, we planted 16% last week. That's versus 53 for average. And looking at it for sorghum, that continues to lag a little bit. Sorghum planting's at 33% complete. Only 7% got planted last week. And we're only 2% ahead of the five-year average, which is 31. Sunflower planting's at 13% complete versus 6 for the five-year average. For spring wheat, 82% of the nation's crop is now planted. That's up 16% from last week and versus 65% for the five-year average. Barley planting only improved by 12%, but it's at 75% complete versus 72% average. As far as winter wheat conditions, well, we did see the crop decrease a little bit last week, and some states had some pretty good drops. Now, overall, the conditions dropped 2% to 52%, good to excellent as far as the nation is concerned. But when you look at some significant states that raise winter wheat, Colorado dropped 10% to 46%, good to excellent. Illinois was left unchanged at 60%. Kansas only improved by 1% to 49%, good to excellent. Montana dropped 4% to 79%, good to excellent. North Carolina dropped by 4% to 70%, good to excellent. Oklahoma saw a 3% improvement to 56, but Texas dropped by 10% to 32%, good to excellent. Overall, like I said, down 2%. Pasture rangelands, though, had the opposite impact. It increased 4% to 40%, good to excellent. Overall, this report can be considered to be a little bit friendly to the grains.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.